from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, tougher penalties are now possible for anyone found guilty of a violent crime, home invasion, or residential burglary. Under new law in New Jersey, State Attorney General Plotkin says he is very aware that for all residents, their home is their sanctuary.
As the chief law enforcement officer of this state, tasked principally with keeping the 9.3 million residents of this state safe, when that sanctity is violated, then we have to respond.
Governor Murphy signed the bipartisan legislation into law today, effective immediately. Though the cost and timeline have not been revealed, the Port Authority has announced a sweeping plan to completely reimagine Newark Liberty Airport, namely by rebuilding Terminal B from the ground up. The Port Authority Director of Aviation Redevelopment discussed the philosophy guiding that objective.
Whether you work here or you're flying out or you're flying in, if you're here, you should feel good here.
Other long-term aspects of the plan include expanding parking, improving the taxiway, and simplifying air train access. Police say an unlicensed dentist has been arrested in North Jersey after a woman says she was sexually assaulted after getting services. Essex County prosecutors say 31-year-old Jonathan Colombo of Orange is currently in trouble for unlawful practice of dentistry as investigation into the assault reported in Fairfield continues. CNN is reporting that former President Trump will stop at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania on Sunday and work the fry cooker, excuse me. Democrat Kamala Harris has mentioned that she worked as a student at McDonald's. Trump is skeptical of the story and told an Indiana rally in September he would work the fry cooker at some point. Several media outlets have reported Trump will stop at a spot in or around Philadelphia on Sunday. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Retail sales were up 0.4% in September over the previous month, according to numbers out this week from the Census Bureau. That's well above the 0.1% rise in August. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 36 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long, guaranteed. Is much-needed rain on the way? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The biggest challenge in this forecast is figuring out just how high temperatures will go this weekend and beyond. We are warming up. Our next weather maker will be a cold front on Thursday, 6 full days away. For tonight, it will get pretty chilly with clear skies and dry air. Lows will dip into the mid-40s, not a frost for most of the state. Tomorrow looks great. Sunny and mild, highs around 70. More sunshine and getting even warmer on Sunday, 70 to 75. And early next week, I'm going to call it very warm. Mostly sunny skies on Monday, highs 75 to 80. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Newark 66, Edison 66, Mount Holly 69. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.